Keith Sullivan, starting today's look at Lives and Times with the death notices from the Thursday, July the 11th edition of the Hartford Courant. Death notices by town: in Broadbrook, Thomas F. Burns; Burlington, Richard J. Shakespeare; in Canton, Susie L. Fitzgerald, Richard J. Shakespeare; Coventry, Darlene Thurman Lake and Cromwell, Edward B. Davidson; Ellington, Raymond J. Blanchett, Mary Ann Igor; Enfield, Richard J. Perrin; Glastonbury, Elizabeth C. Hollister; in Hartford, Christian E. Guest, John G. Schoringer, Scott Van Brandenburg; in Kensington, Jeanette Ann Sweden; Manchester, James J. Kibbe; in Middletown, Edward B. Davidson; in New Britain, Jean D. Aprice; other towns in Connecticut, Anita W. Gaither, Kristen E. Guest, Patricia Ken; out of state, Amelia K. Kearns, John C. Schoenger, Scott Van Blatenburg; in Southington, Gary W. Hudson, Virginia M. Nandozi; in Tarrington, Eleanor Olson; Vernon, Mary Ann Igor; in West Hartford, John C. Schoringer; in Wethersfield, Eleanor Olson, Scott Van Blendenberg; in Windsor, Kenneth R. Billadou, Robert A. Pinette; in Windsor Locks, Kenneth R. Billadou. The obituaries are as follows: Richard James Shakespeare, 52, of Burlington, died Saturday, June 29th, at Cherrybrook Health Care Center in Canton. His family will receive relatives and friends at the Vincent Funeral Home, 120 Albany Turnpike, Canton, on Saturday, July the 13th, from 2 to 4 p.m. Please visit Rich's Book of Memories at www.vincentfuneralhome.com for online tributes. Kristen Eileen Guest, beloved daughter, sister, aunt, and cousin, departed this life to be with Jesus, her Lord and Savior, on Saturday, July 6th, at Greenwich Hospital. A public memorial service will be held at the First Church of the Living God at 70 Whitney Street in Hartford on July 20th at 1 p.m. Viewing hours are from 12 noon to 1 p.m. Burial will follow in Fairview Cemetery, West Hartford. The Carmen Funeral Home has charge of arrangements. Eleanor Ellie Olson, 94, of Wethersfield, passed away peacefully in the early morning hours of Monday, July the 8th, at Valerie Manor in Torrington. She was the wife of the late Leonard Len Olson. Family and relatives are invited to call on Friday, July 12th, from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m., at the Sheehan Hilborn Breen Funeral Home, 1084 New Britain Avenue, West Hartford. A memorial service will begin at 11 a.m. Graveside services will follow at Cedar Hill Cemetery, 453 Fairfield Avenue in Hartford. The Sheehan Hilborn Breen Funeral Home has charge of arrangements. Amelia Kearns departed this life on May 17th at La Jolla, California, a mere 2 weeks shy of her 99th birthday. She was predeceased by her husband of 41 years, Bill, who passed away in 1999. An internment service in the Catholic tradition will be held at noon on Friday, July 19th, at the Kearns Family Plot in Mount St. Benedict Cemetery, Section K. Elizabeth Connolly Hollister, 91, affectionately known as Betty, passed away peacefully on Thursday, June the 13th, at Manchester Manor. A memorial service will be held on July the 13th at St. Luke's Episcopal Church in South Glastonbury at 10:30 a.m. A reception will follow in the undercroft of the church. At the request of the family, the interment will be private. Susie Lillian Fitzgerald, cherished wife, mother, grandmother, great-grandmother, aunt, and sister, entered into eternal rest on June the 26th at the age of 94. Visiting hours will be held on Sunday, July the 14th, 4 to 5 p.m., followed by a service honoring Susie's life at 5 p.m. at the Vincent Funeral Home, 120 Albany Turnpike in Canton. The Vincent Funeral Home has charge of arrangements. Darlene Theron Lake passed into the hands of God this past Saturday, July the 6th, at the age of 62. Her family was by her side. Relatives and friends are welcome to join the family from 2 to 5 p.m. with a funeral home service following at 5 p.m. on Saturday, July 13th at Coventry Petrus Funeral Home, 2665 Boston Turnpike, Route 44 in Coventry. Kenneth Roger Billadou, 93, born February 2nd, 1931, passed away peacefully at home on July the 4th. For the complete obituary, please visit www.carmenfuneralhome.com. Mary Ann Cornish Igor, 83, of Ellington, passed away peacefully on Saturday, July 6th, at the Hartford Hospital, surrounded by her loving family. Calling hours will be held on Sunday, July the 14th, 2 to 4 p.m., at the Ladd Tarkington and Carmen Funeral Home, 551 Talcottville Road at Route 83 in Vernon. A mass of Christian burial will be celebrated on Monday, July the 15th, beginning at 10 a.m. at the Blessed Sacrament Parish, St. Bernard's Church, 25 St. Bernard Terrace in Rockville. Attendees are asked to please meet directly at the church. Burial will be held at 2 p.m. on Monday in the Massachusetts State Veterans Cemetery in Agawam, Massachusetts. Thomas Burns of Broadbrook passed away on July the 5th. Thomas's family will receive relatives and friends on Sunday, July 14th, from 2 to 4 p.m. at the Carmen Windsor Funeral Home, 807 Bloomfield Avenue, Windsor. A mass of Christian burial will be celebrated at 10 a.m. on Monday, July 15th, at Holy Family Church, St. Jerome Jurgen Parish, 23 Simon Road, Enfield. Interment will follow immediately after in Mount St. Benedict Cemetery, Bloomfield. For the complete obituary and online condolences, please visit www.carmenfuneralhome.com. Patricia Lavery Corinne, 77, passed away on Sunday, July 7th at Charlotte Hungerford Hospital. She was the wife of Robert E. Gross. A funeral service will be held on Saturday, July the 13th at 11 a.m. at Our Savior Lutheran Church, 505 South Main Street in Thomaston. Burial will be private at the convenience of the family. The Lyons Funeral Home has charge of arrangements. Robert A. Pichette, 89, of Windsor, beloved husband of the late Carol G. Pichette, passed away on Wednesday, July the 3rd at St. Francis Hospital. His family will receive relatives and friends on Saturday, July the 20th from 11 a.m. to 11:30 a.m., followed by a memorial service at 11:30 a.m. at the Lodge Community Chapel, 130 Deerfield Road in Windsor. Concluding with military honors, the Carmen Funeral Home has care of the arrangements. Scott Van Batenburg, 76, of Kirkland, Washington, died at home surrounded by his close family on February the 2nd. A celebration of life of family and friends will be held on July 20th, 1 to 4 p.m. at 16 Scott Road in East Lyme. It is with heavy hearts that we announce the passing of John C. Schoringer, 50, of Fernanda Beach, Florida, who died peacefully at home on July 4th. A reception celebrating John's life will be held for family and friends on July 19th at 3 to 5 p.m. at the Rock Ledge Grill, 289 South Main Street, West Hartford. The Oxley Heard Funeral Home has charge of arrangements. It is with deep sadness that we announce the passing of Raymond Joseph Blanchett. He was born on March 29, 1980, and passed away at Manchester Memorial Hospital on Sunday, July the 7th. A memorial service will be held at Cider Mill Christian Fellowship on Friday, July 12th, from 6 to 8 p.m. Edward Bates Davidson was born December 3rd, 1959, and passed away on June 30th, 2024. A celebration of life will be held at a later date. Virginia Nadozi, 89, passed away peacefully June 14th, with her family by her side. She was the beloved wife for 60 years to the late Robert P. Nadozi. A mass of Christian burial will be held at 9 a.m. on Saturday, July 13th, at St. Dominic's Church, 1050 Flanders Road in Southington. A private burial will follow in St. Olivet Cemetery, Watertown, at the convenience of the family. The Della Vecchia Funeral Home has charge of arrangements. Richard Ritchie Perrone, Sr., 79, born on October the 25th, 1944, passed away on July the 4th, 2024. A private service will be held in his honor on July 13th. Janet Ann Sweden, 81, of Kensington, passed away on Monday, July the 8th. Janet was predeceased by her husband of 56 years, James Sweden. Friends and family are invited to call on Saturday, July the 13th, at the Berlin Memorial Funeral Home, 96 Main Street in Kensington, from 11 a.m. to 12 noon. Burial will follow in St. Mary's Cemetery. The arrangements are under the direction of the Berlin Memorial Funeral Home, 96 Main Street in Kensington. James J. Kibbe, 59, passed away at home on July the 2nd. A memorial service will be held on Monday, August the 5th at 11 a.m. with an hour of visitation prior to the service. The John F. Tierney Funeral Home has charge of arrangements. We now move our attention to the Friday, July 12th edition of the Hartford Courant. Death notices by town. In Bristol, Gail M. Strom. Ellington, Michael B. Latke. Hartford, Carol Hare. In New Britain, Matthew W. Bass. Newington, Matthew W. Bass. In Portland, Bruce R. Woodruff. In Somers, Carol Hare. South Windsor, Michael B. Latke. Pamela A. Sills. In Windsor, Donna C. Holmes, and in Windsor Locks, Donna C. Holmes. The obituaries are as follows. On July 9, 2024, Carol Johnson Hare, 67, of Agawam, Massachusetts, passed from this world into the welcoming arms of her merciful God and Lord, Jesus Christ, and His Holy Mother, Our Lady, Holy Mother Mary. Calling hours will be Monday, July the 15th, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Colonial Forester Funeral Home and Cremation, 985 Main Street, Agawam, Massachusetts. A funeral service will be held at Nyagat Church, 833 Main Street, Agawam, Massachusetts. A funeral service will be held at 10 a.m. on Tuesday, July 16th, at St. John the Evangelist Church, 833 Main Street, Agawam, Massachusetts, with burial immediately following across the street in the Agawam Center Cemetery. Matthew W. Bass, 40, of Newington, passed away unexpectedly on Tuesday, June the 9th. There will be calling hours on Sunday, July 14th, 3 to 6 p.m., followed by a memorial service at 6 p.m. at the Malloy Funeral Home, 906 Farmington Avenue, West Hartford. Bruce R. Weirnoff, 82, of Portland, passed away peacefully on July the 6th. Services to honor Bruce's life will be held on Friday, July 19th, 11 a.m., at Portland Memorial Funeral Home, 231 Main Street in Portland. Friends may call at the funeral home on Friday morning from 10 a.m. until the time of the service. Burial will be in Center Cemetery in Portland. Following the burial, a celebration of Bruce's life will take place at Terrazana Restaurant, located at Quarry Ridge Golf Course, 9 Rose Hill Road in Portland. The Michael Byron Lackey, 1970 to 2024. Michael passed away peacefully on July the 8th. All are welcome to join his family for calling hours at the Samsel and Carmen Funeral Home, 419 Buckland Road, South Windsor, Sunday, July the 14th from 2 to 4 p.m., with a celebration of life service at 4 p.m. Donna Call Holmes was born and raised in Windsor Locks and currently of Windsor Locks, passed away peacefully at home in the loving company of her family on Sunday, July the 7th. Relatives and friends may join the family on Friday, July 19th, 5 to 7:30 p.m. at the Windsor Locks Funeral Home, 441 Spring Street, Windsor Locks. A massive Christian burial will take place on Saturday, July 20th, 10 a.m. at St. Mary's Church, 42 Spring Street, Windsor Locks. Please meet directly at the church. Pamela Ann Sills of Gerber Road in South Windsor passed away peacefully on Sunday, July the 7th, with her family by her side at Complete Care at Fox Hill Nursing Home in Vernon. All are welcome to join her family for calling hours at the Samsel and Carmen Funeral Home, 419 Buckland Road, South Windsor, on Monday, July the 15th, from 5 to 7 p.m. A mass of Christian burial will be celebrated at St. Margaret Mary Church, 80 Hayes Road in South Windsor, on Tuesday, July 16th at 10 a.m. Burial will follow in Mount St. Benedict Cemetery in Bloomfield. We now turn our attention to the Friday, July 5th edition of the Journal Inquirer. In Manchester, Eleanor L. Murdoch. In South Windsor, Raymond J. Zagg, Sr. The obituaries are as follows. With heavy hearts, we announce the passing of Elena Lula Murdoch, 96, of Manchester and Niantic, who passed away peacefully at her home, surrounded by her family on June the 30th. A service to celebrate Elena's life will be held on Tuesday, July 9th, at South United Methodist Church, 1226 Main Street, Manchester, at 11 a.m., followed by burial in East Cemetery, 220 East Center Street, Manchester. The John F. Tierney Funeral Home has charge of arrangements. Raymond J. Zug, Sr., Ray, passed away on July 2nd at his home in South Windsor. His family will receive friends for calling hours Sunday, July the 7th, from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Samsel and Carmen Funeral Home, 419 Buckland Road, South Windsor. A funeral service will be held on Monday, July the 8th, 11 a.m., meeting directly at the First Congregational Church of South Windsor, 993 Main Street, South Windsor. Burial with military honors will follow in Center Cemetery, South Windsor. Turning our attention to the Monday, July the 8th edition of the Journal Inquirer, death notices by town. in Ellington, James Alden Moser, South Windsor, Eleanor Mary Glasser, and in Enfield, Donald J. Denny. The obituaries are as follows. Donald J. Denny, 88, of Summers, passed away peacefully on Friday, June the 24th, at East Village Place in East Longmeadow, Massachusetts. Visitation hours will be held from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m., Friday, July the 12th, at the Leet Stevens Infield Chapel, 61 South Road, Infield. Following the visitation, a Mass of Christian burial will be celebrated at 1 p.m. at St. Bernard's Church, 426 Hazard Avenue, Infield. Committal with military honors will follow at St. Bernard's Cemetery. Eleanor Ellie Mary Glasser, 78, of South Windsor, loving wife for over 58 years to Leonard B. Glasser, passed away peacefully at her home on Wednesday, July the 3rd, surrounded by her loving family. All are welcome to join her family for calling hours at the Samson and Carmen Funeral Home, 419 Buckland Road, South Windsor, on Wednesday, July the 10th, from 5 to 7 p.m. A Mass of Christian burial will be celebrated at St. Margaret Mary's Church, 80 Hayes Road in South Windsor, on Thursday, July the 11th at 11 a.m. Everyone is asked to please go directly to the church. At the request of her family, the burial will be private. James Alden Moser, 84, of Ellington, loving husband for 65 years, to Jane Moser, passed away peacefully at home on Saturday, July the 6th, with his family by his side. All are welcome to join his family for visitation at Longview Fellowship Center, 34 Middle Butcher Road in Ellington, on Tuesday, July the 9th, from 5 to 8 p.m. The funeral service will be held at the Apostolic Christian Church, 34 Middle Butcher Road in Ellington, Wednesday, July the 10th, with short visitation from 9:30 to 10 a.m., with services starting at 10:15 a.m. The Carmen Funeral Home has charge of the arrangements. Turning our attention to the Wednesday, July 10th edition of the Journal Inquirer, death notices by town. Infield, Jane Ross Verino, William Bill Zanks Jr. In South Windsor, Cheryl Lee Dowack. In Vernon, Richard Francis Huck. In Manchester, Jean Ellen Derby. And in Tolland, Nancy L. Horn. The obituaries are as follows. Jane Worthington Ross Bruno, 93, of Enfield, into eternal peace, at home on Wednesday, July the 3rd. A graveside service will be celebrated for Jane at 11 a.m. on Saturday, July the 13th, at the Hazardville Cemetery on Elm Street in Enfield. Jean Ellen Darby, 93, passed away on July the 4th. She was a beloved wife of 59 years to the late James L. Derby. Jean's family will receive relatives and friends on July the 12th, 4 to 7 p.m., at the Holmes Watkins Funeral Home, 400 Main Street, Manchester. The church service will be held on July the 13th, 10 a.m., at the Gilead Congregational Church, 672 Gilead Road in Hebron. Burial will be at the Gilead Cemetery. The Holmes Watkins Funeral Home has charge of arrangements. Cheryl Lee Dorak, 74, of South Windsor, passed away peacefully at her home with her loving family by her side on Wednesday, July the 3rd. She was the beloved wife of Anthony Tony Dorak. A celebration of life will be held at a later date, private to the family. Richard Francis Huck, 93, peacefully passed away July 16th. A private graveside burial will be held at the convenience of the family. Nancy L. Hahn, June 25, 1937 to June 26, 2024. Nancy L. Horn, born June 25, 1937 in Wellington, Connecticut, passed away peacefully June 26, 2024 at the age of 87 at Fox Hill in Vernon with her husband and son by her side. In accordance with her wishes, there will be no calling hours, and burial will be private at the convenience of the family. We now take a look at the Thursday, July 11th edition of the Journal Inquirer, Death Notice by Town, in Avon, Darlene Theron Lake, South Windsor, Michael Byron Latke, Pamela Ann Sills. In Windsor Logs, Isabel Munson. In Ellington, Mary Ann Igor. In Vernon, Lawrence Wilfred Darrellew, Michelle Elizabeth Marcus. The obituaries are as follows. Lawrence Wilfred Darrellew of Vernon, previously from Somers, passed away on July the 7th at home, surrounded by his loving family. Visiting hours will be on Sunday, July the 14th, Tallinn Memorial Funeral Home, from 2 to 5 p.m. A Mass of Christian Burial will be held Monday, July the 15th at St. Matthew's Church in Tallinn at 11 a.m. Michael Byron Latke passed away peacefully on July the 8th. All are welcome to join his family for calling hours at the Samson and Carmen Funeral Home, 419 Buckland Road, South Windsor, Saturday, July the 14th, from 2 to 4 p.m., with a celebration of life service at 4 p.m. Darlene Theron Lake passed away into the hands of God this past Saturday, July the 6th, at the age of 62, with her family by her side. Relatives and friends are welcome to join the family from 2 to 5 p.m. with a funeral service at 5 p.m. on Saturday, July the 13th at Coventry Petrus Funeral Home, 2665 Boston Turnpike, Route 44 in Coventry. Isabella Sadie Munson, 95 of Windsor Locks, passed away peacefully on Sunday, July the 7th in the comfort of her home, surrounded by her loving family. Her family will receive relatives and friends on Sunday, July 14th, from 3 to 6 p.m. at the Windsor Locks Funeral Home, 441 Spring Street, Windsor Locks. A Mass of Christian Burial will take place on Monday, July the 15th, 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Church, 42 Spring Street, Windsor Locks. Please meet directly at the church. Burial will follow in St. Mary's Cemetery, Windsor Locks. Pamela Ann Sills of Gerber Road, South Windsor, passed away peacefully on Sunday, July the 7th, with her family by her side at Complete Care at Fox Hill Nursing Home in Vernon. All are welcome to join her family for calling hours at the Samson and Carmen Funeral Home, 419 Buckland Road, South Windsor, on Monday, July the 15th, from 5 to 7 p.m., a Mass of Christian Burial will be celebrated at St. Margaret Mary's Church, 80 Hayes Road, South Windsor, Tuesday, July the 16th at 10 a.m. Burial will follow in Mount St. Benedict Cemetery, Bloomfield. That'll do it for today's edition of Lives and Times. If you need information on any of the obituaries I've read, please call me here at Chris, 860-727-9579. I'm Keith Sullivan. Hope you have a fantastic weekend. Stay safe, healthy, happy, and cool. We'll talk again next week.
If you would like to make a donation to Chris Radio in honor of a friend or relative, please mail it to Chris Radio, 315 Windsor Avenue, Windsor, Connecticut, 06095.